and welcome to Starting Right. I am Danny Mack, and I'm going to be here every Monday to Friday to help you get a great start to your day. So grab your cup of coffee, sit back and relax for the next 5 minutes as I help you start your day by starting right. Music has an important place in our lives. We all have songs that are our favorites, that speak to us, and we love to hear what they say. Many songs touch us emotionally. Many of them make us feel excited or happy. Some bring great comfort. Whatever it is, we all have songs and pieces of music that will speak to us and that we really, really connect with. That's one of the really powerful things about music. Well, I have one of those pieces of music. It's a hymn, but generally we think of hymns as those that are written prior to sort of 1940, 1950. This one was written much more recently than that. It was written in 1971 by Bill and Gloria Gaither. It's called Because He Lives. This song means a lot to me because of where I was at one point in my life. I was down as low as you could go. I was beaten up. I had messed up. I was struggling. So one Sunday morning, my wife and I headed down across the line into Washington State, and we attended a Sunday morning service at a small church down there. We snuck in the back of this church where nobody would know us, and they began to worship and began to sing. And suddenly they sang, Because He Lives, I Can Face Tomorrow. And I broke down and I just cried. In his book, Then Sings My Soul by Robert Morgan, he tells a bit of the story behind where that hymn came from. He had an interview with Gloria Gaither, and here's what Gloria said about the writing of that song. When Bill and I started our family in the 60s, racial tensions were tearing the country apart. Civil rights activists had suffered and some had been killed. The Vietnam conflict was claiming thousands of lives, and tensions boiled over on university campuses. Many young people were growing disillusioned and were basically dropping out. In this climate, Bill and I sought to write songs with lasting answers to the turmoil of the human spirit. But in the fall of 1969, several things happened to test the reality of our own convictions. We realized we were expecting another baby. Though we had always intended to have another child, we weren't planning on a baby so soon. My body hadn't quite recovered from the last pregnancy, and making matters worse, Bill contracted mononucleosis, which left him exhausted and depressed. This combination of national turmoil and personal trouble discouraged us, and we occasionally asked each other, if the world is like this now, what will it be like in 15 or 16 years from now, when our baby will have to face this? What will this child do? While pondering and praying about these things, we came to realize anew that our courage doesn't come from a stable world, for the world has never been stable. Jesus himself was born in the cruelest of times. No, we have babies, we raise families, and we risk living because the resurrection is true. The resurrection is true. It's very easy for us right now to look around and say, hey, how could it get any worse? These are the worst of times. And we can live in fear about that. We can live in great concern about that. And that fear can cause us to be immobilized. We sometimes forget that social unrest, racial tensions, sickness, uncertainty, all of those things are not new. When we see each of those situations once again get fired up and come to the forefront, we panic. How will the political situations ever be resolved? How will these social injustices ever be resolved? How does this threat of death and sickness, how does that ever get resolved? And quite honestly, when we're asking those questions, we're asking the wrong thing. We're looking to the questions to find the answer when we should be looking to the answer to know how to overcome the questions. Our answer is in Jesus Christ, and it's because He lives. As I stood in that church in Washington State over 30 years ago, and they started to sing this song, I was overwhelmed. Because I realized that in everything that was going on, there was still hope. There was hope in the love and grace and mercy of Jesus Christ, because He still loves me and because He lives. Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 17 says, "There is hope in your future," says the Lord. There is hope. And why is there hope? There is hope because He lives. And because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future, my life is worth the living. just because he lives. Have a great day, my friends. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Thank you for listening today. And I invite you to join me Monday to Friday right here on Starting Right with Danny Mac.